State Senator Robin Wright Jones figured a primary challenge was coming.
I had been hearing for quite some time that people were being asked to run against me as far as 3 years ago.
So she wasn't totally surprised when State Representative Jamila Nasheed, a fellow member of the Missouri Black Legislative Caucus, jumped into the race for the 5th Senate District. Races like this are unavoidable following the census and redistricting, and with two black candidates, even if Wright Jones lost, the seat would remain African American. Then, just 5 days before the filing deadline, another candidate jumped in.
Where do you live? What's your zip code?
I live 6321. I live in Normandy.
Okay. Well, you can't vote for me then, but I'm running for Missouri Senate.
Okay. That's right. Jeanette Mott Oxford at a rally earlier this month to raise the minimum wage. She says she wasn't looking to hold another public office after spending 8 years in the state house.
The incumbent is someone that I worked hard for 4 years ago, but many of my constituents have come to me with concerns about her service, and certainly it hasn't turned out like I hoped it would.
Just more St. Louis politics as usual, says Wright Jones.
Because there are two black women in the race, that's the opportunity for a white anybody to walk through the middle, and that is St. Louis politics. And the sad part about it is that we could lose the seat that has been an African-American seat to a non-African-American.
And on that point, Wright Jones and Nasheed are in full agreement. With a population that is 48% black and the city's other Senate seat already in the hands of a white Southsider, they say the 5th Senate district needs to remain in African-American hands. As Nasheed put it, the closer you are to an issue, the harder you'll work to address it.
The high mortality rate, the high infant mortality rate, hypertension, diabetes, poverty, all of that impacts African Americans more so than any other race here in the city of St. Louis. And that's why we need that voice in the Senate, so that we can have someone that can not only sympathize, but empathize.
Political science professor William Hall, who lectures on race and politics at Washington and Webster universities, says the record shows that Nasheed is right.
It would be disingenuous to think that someone who was non-African American is going to be necessarily as effective or as sensitive or to put their interests front and center, just like every other ethnic and racial group.
Oxford points to her record in response. What you work for, she says, is much more important than your skin color.
I've been a real champion around removing barriers from families in poverty so that they can get out of poverty. That's a racial justice issue as well.
The race has split the Democratic Party and its traditional allies. And Alderman Antonio French, a Nasheed supporter, says it's an ongoing battle that black Democrats are tired of fighting.
It almost becomes like a with friends like these kind of scenario. African Americans are the heart and soul of the Democratic Party, especially in St. Louis region, and that we continually have to defend our position or fight against other Democrats just for basic representation. That is unfortunate.
Nasheed could be considered the strongest proponent of a black seat. She was one of four Democrats who voted to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a U.S. congressional map pitting Representatives Russ Carnahan and William Lacey Clay against each other because it preserved Clay's seat. But perhaps ironically, she's the least concerned about losing the fifth.
I truly believe that at the end of the day, I will receive 80% of the vote, nor I would neutralize Jeanette Mott Oxford on the South Side.
Oxford and Wright Jones are sounding similar notes of confidence. All three say they're focusing these last few days on getting their supporters out to vote. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.